program, in a previous broadcast, we looked at Deuteronomy 32 about a very forward generation of children in whom is no faith. And then Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by his faith. Matthew 6:30, O ye of little faith. Today, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 8, so great faith. Matthew chapter 8, verse number 1, it says, when he was come down from the mountain. Now, he'd been on the mountain for three chapters here with his disciples, teaching what we call the Beatitudes. He came down from the mountain, and the first thing he runs into is a leper that wanted to be healed. Verse number 5, when Jesus entered Capernaum, came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Verse 10, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Verse 13, go thy way, he said to the centurion, as thou hast believed, so it be done unto you. We've been looking at the fact that when we're talking about the word faith in the Bible, most of the time it's talking about what we believe. He said to the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee.
Fear not, little flock, from the cross to the throne, from death into life, he went for his own. All power in earth, all power above, is given to him for the flock of his love. Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe. Fear not, little flock, he goeth ahead, your shepherd selecteth the path you must tread. The waters of Marah he'll sweeten for thee. He drank all the bitter in Gethsemane.
Matthew chapter 8, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Now, they'd been up in this mountaintop experience for three chapters here, but there's work to do at the bottom of the hill. We read in verse 2, "Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Well, we read that Jesus did do that. And then we read in verse 5, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Now, those Pharisees and those that are watching would have been upset about this Roman centurion and Jesus having anything to do with him. He came to Jesus, saying, "Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." And Jesus said unto him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Now, keep in mind that we read in verse number 1, when he came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. This centurion comes. As we said, the Jews would have nothing to do with these centurions. This man is a little bit different than most, and the Lord realizes that. He's not mean. He's not brutal like a lot of the Roman soldiers were. But we see here he is concerned about his servant. And then he said he would come and heal him. Jesus said, "I'll come and heal him." And the centurion said, "No, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof." Not only did he have compassion, but he has humility. And he said, "If you just speak the word, my servant will be healed." This man believed that Jesus was who he said he was. Then he went on to talk about authority. He said, "I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it." What he's saying here is, I am a man of authority, and he realized that Jesus had authority even over life and death. And so, verse 10 said, when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." And so I say unto you, Jesus said to those Pharisees and those religious hypocrites, that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Just because they called themselves Israelites, just because they were Pharisees, didn't mean that they were going to heaven when they died. Well, Jesus puts his focus back on to the centurion, and he said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it unto thee." And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. He said, so great faith. What's he talking about? What he believed. The man knew what he believed. And the question is, do you know what you believe? Do you really believe it? I mean, if we believe something, we're going to act like we believe it. Paul the Apostle said, "I know whom I believe," and so the hymn writer has said that. He said, "I know not why God's wondrous love, he's shown that to me." I don't know why he did that, but I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, though I unworthy Christ in love redeem me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in Him. Thank you.